Yes, sir.
A little unclear. On the anticipated project schedule, the you said there'd be a phase one RFP and a phase two. Is this all phase one?
This is all phase one, yes. Or well, I should say, phase one goes up through you submitting your proposal by April 6th. We will evaluate them, and based on those evaluations, we will contact the top candidates to come back, what did we say, March 25th?
To May 25th.
May 25th, yes.
So May 25th.
So that would be phase two, May 25th.
And you anticipate some additional work would be done by the required in the phase two?
Possibly a little more in depth.
Between April 27th and May 25th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
For the partial B and C, is there any plans or accommodations need to be made for the health department and the DMV relocation? Or what's planned there in the future?
Well, we do know that if we're going to use those, we will need to relocate the operations. The DMV is a lease, so their lease runs, it's on our website. Through 2018, I believe it's June 30th, 2018. Don't quote me on that, it is on the website, but we will give them prior knowledge if the development plan selected is going to include that building, those facilities. The health department, we provide space for the health department, so we will find space for them. And we'll have to work on that in the scheduling, you know, the ability to move the operations. Yes, sir.
There are various groups that park on the property at different times. Any parking agreements in place, anything like that we need to know about?
That's a good question.
Actually, we do contract with Greenville Drive, but it's an annual contract. That's the only obligation we have, and that obligation can change, you know, at any given time.
Related question, you said you don't want to relocate temporarily the offices. They need to stay put until a new building facility is built someplace. You said we need to maintain some parking capacity throughout the development project. Do you have a quantifiable number there?
I don't at the moment have a quantifiable number. That's a good question.
Well, we currently have, I think, 1,300 parking spaces on site. I would say that we would probably need to keep at least half of that available at any given time.
Is there flexibility with the land in terms of when the actual land is drawn down?
Yes, sir.
So you're up to anything in terms of combinations of when you actually draw down the parcels?
Yes, as it's the best value to the county. Yes.
With respect to ongoing operations of the county's operations and the requirement for the 250,000 square feet of office space, do you guys have a programming study that tells us what makes up that 250,000 square feet of space and might give us some insight to what's I guess needs to be more accessible versus less accessible to help understand how it might position on a new site?
Well, we do have a study of the space needs. You know, obviously, I think, I mean, we'll share that with you. I have no problem sharing that with you. However, that's going to come into discussions further down the road because we're going to determine what our building needs. Or what it looks like. We're telling you we need 250,000 square feet, but we'll tell you at some point in the future when we get to that point exactly what accessibility and things like that. You're not going to be able to tell a whole lot from the study, quite frankly, because we'll, you know, have to lay out, you know, who should be at what floor and things like that. But I mean, I'm happy to share what we have.
Yes.
The initial conversations started with South Carolina DOT.
Yeah, well, yes, we have. They do know of the project, and we have let them know that we will let them know as soon as we know if their spot's going to be in play. We're not kicking them out if their spot's not in play. So we will let them know. Yes.
Are there any policies in place that will suggest we need to focus on workforce or affordable housing on the site?
No.
Got one.
Yeah.
I think on the website you talk about when the leases expire for the DMV and health services, et cetera. Is there, and then there's the discussion of relocating family court. Is there a lease expiration listed for family court or any timeline associated with that?
No, again, we provide that space.
You'll do it when you'll do what you need to do. Yeah.
There is a lease on the Cobb Tire. It's annual.
Is the expiration of that on the website?
That's a good question. If it's
one.
Not, we'll make sure we get it up there.
Can you share with us what you anticipate the city's role will be in determining the county's best value?
Well, we can't speak for the city, as usual. We've had very good discussions with the city. There are a couple studies that are in place. However, the city has indicated to us that they'd be willing to discuss those, and if there are some limitations, for instance, the Haney Serene study does have some height limitations. The city has indicated that they'd be very open to look at that and make some adjustments. Since we are a little bit removed from that neighborhood, quite frankly, we're closer to downtown than really what we are to there. So I think from our discussions, they've been very open so far and very willing to work with us. Of course, we're in the process of working out an arrangement with them so that we will have some tax incentive ability, and in exchange they're getting some things out of it from us. So right now it's a very friendly discussion, and I do anticipate it staying that way. Quite frankly, they're very interested in this development because of the benefit to the downtown, so we'll continue working that, and even once we get a developer on board, we will still continue to work with them to benefit all of us.
We do not. We have not. We purposely not bound the options there, but it's important to both the county and the city that we include ample green space. Yes, sir.
Now, if the county remains in an office developed on this site, in the first place, by definition, that building will have to be located other than where this building is.
Correct.
And if it's built on this site, then will it need to be carved out on a fee simple partial that the county will retain ownership on, or will you be a tenant in the building?
No, there's no advantage for us being a tenant. We need to own it, and we will own it.
So there will be a requirement then to set it up as a fee simple partial and develop it so it meets all the requirements thereof that you can own.
Yes.
And the balance of the land will be turned over to the developer.
That's correct.
As part of the free of charge, essentially, but as a part of the development plan. Is that correct?
Yes, allowing for various financing options within that.
For sure.
Yes.
So tied to that, what is the county's position on that parking facility supporting the other uses?
You're asking, will we share parking?
Would you be open to share
absolutely
parking?
Yes.
Yeah, we use the parking predominantly during the day, you know, 5 days a week. Seldom do we have a use for it on the weekend. We do have some evening meetings, but the extent of the use drops way back when we do have meetings. Occasionally we have some big meetings, but not real often. So there's good opportunity there to utilize the parking for other activities throughout the day, but mainly at night and weekends and things like that.
But similar to the office building, the parking would remain in the ownership of the county?
That?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, we're open on that.
Yeah.
In your presentation, you mentioned, I'm not sure I'm wording this right, the respect for the connectivity with the governor's school. Is there any directive related to that, or expectation, or just being a good neighbor?
Yeah. Oh, we just asked for that you just consider that they're there. We haven't put any requirements on it. They do back up to a beautiful Falls Park then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there any budget parameters for the new county facility?
We have not provided any. Anything else? Okay, well, at this time, we invite you, if you have not done it already, we're not going to have a guided tour of the property, but you are welcome to drive around. The buildings are public buildings. Obviously, operations are ongoing inside. I don't know that you need to be in them, but you're welcome to. Take a look at them and take a look at the property. Take a look at the connectivity to downtown, proximity to Main Street, if you have not already. And we look forward to your questions coming in to development@greenvillecounty.org and your responses coming in on April 6th. Yes?
A quick question. What environmental reports are available on the soil and the building?
All of our every environmental report that we have in hand is on our website. For the most part, it's asbestos surveys. There's a little bit of soil environmental report, the old gas station location at the top corner. But everything we have in hand is on our website. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You get them all?